We are south of Manitoba. We are east of North Dakota. We got something really rare. It's fulfilling, entertaining. It's true culture you'll be gaining. Except no imitations, it's the fair. Saw a friend from Wisconsin and he said, yeah, hey, you gotta see the crop art, it'll blow you away. Yeah, sure, you bet, boy, they don't know when to quit. I'm going to see the butterheads, you wanna come with. Minnesota, Minnesota, we are south of Manitoba. We are east of North Dakota, we got something really rare. It's fulfilling, entertaining, it's true culture you'll be gaining. Except no imitations, it's the fair. At the fair, there's no lack of food, you simply take your pick. You can find almost anything sitting on a stick. Pronto Pups, mini donuts, and an ice cold beer. I gotta get my cheese curds, I've been waiting all year. Minnesota, Minnesota, we are south of Manitoba. We are east of North Dakota, we got something really rare. It's fulfilling, entertaining, it's true culture you'll be gaining. Except no imitations, it's the fair. After all the food I've eaten now, I only have a hunch. I'll go out on the midway and I'll probably lose my lunch. The tilt-a-whirl is one thing, but I just cannot conceal. My heart'll stop right at the top of the double Ferris wheel. Minnesota, Minnesota, we are south of Manitoba. We are east of North Dakota, we got something really rare. It's fulfilling, entertaining, it's true culture you'll be gaining. Except no imitations, it's the fair. Oh, you gotta see Piggy Mama, the biggest sow that you have ever seen. It's a giglet for a piglet, and in the swine barn, Piggy Mama is the queen. Now the combines are waiting on Machinery Hill. Kids are climbing on the tractors, on their tires and on their grills. You may live inside a townhouse, in the suburbs make your home. You've always wanted a tractor, you could call your very own. Minnesota, Minnesota, we are south of Manitoba. We are east of North Dakota, we got something really rare. It's fulfilling, entertaining, it's true culture you'll be gaining. Except no imitations, it's the fair. Now I need some relaxation or a soundproof room. A place to soak my aching feet that's quiet as a tomb. All that's left inside my pocket is some lint and half a pack of Tums. But next year you can bet I'll be coming back. Minnesota, Minnesota, we are south of Manitoba. We are east of North Dakota, we got something really rare. It's fulfilling, entertaining, it's true culture you'll be gaining. There's deals and demonstrations, chicks and incubation, the whole population's at the fair.
Wow.
That was kind of abrupt.
Yeah, I just, it ended funny. But hey, it's fair season.
It is fair season. The Fair by Anne Reed.
Oh, yeah.
We were just listening to. That was quite entertaining. I liked it, Duke.
Yes, and I think it's very apropos for the subjects we're discussing today.
I think you're right about that. People are going to be a little bit surprised when I tell them the topic, given that song. But yeah. We're actually talking about the blame game that is going on with regard to the protest that happened at the Black Lives Matter movement at the fair.
Yeah.
And not just that topic, but the blame game that is going on in the media with regard to white people blaming the Black Lives Matter movement for violence against cops. In Minneapolis, of course, there was a chant that occurred during the march, the protest by the Black Lives Matter movement group, which said something about pigs in a blanket being fried.
Okay.
And we will get to that and the reaction here in this community and by police unions, as well as the story about that killing of two straight white Charleston reporters by a gay black male reporter at a station in Charleston. And people were blaming that death on black hatred of white people.
Wow.
As a hate crime. And there was even a, I don't know if I think it was Gretchen Carlson of Fox News that was, or it could have been somebody else, but somebody over at Fox News apparently could not understand why that incident was not labeled as a hate crime. And we will break that down on today's show as well.
Oh, good.
By the way, it's not a hate crime.
Yeah.
And we will talk about why and what the do you know what the differences are, Duke?
Between a crime and a hate crime? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So hopefully, and you've heard about the story because I remember I talked to you about it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually wanted to cover it as a topic earlier because as soon as I heard about this happening about a week ago, I immediately thought, white folks are going to lose their mind about this.
Yeah.
And I was right. And, you know, it's not that people shouldn't be alarmed that this occurred. That's a heinous crime. But the way that people are using that is a little disingenuous.
Yes, it is. It is. You know, we really didn't introduce ourselves at the beginning of the show. You're listening to KPPP LPFM, and we're broadcasting online through Live 365. And soon we're going to be on the FM airwaves in Fargo-Moorhead 88.1, adding local color to your airwaves.
That's right. And this is Cindy Gomez-Shemp. For those of you listening today, we're talking about The Blame Game on KPPPLP-FM. Last time, we discussed polite white supremacy.
Oh, yeah.
And you can find that and our other shows on kppfm.com.
All you have to do is you go to the page and click on the podcast link, and you can see all the podcasts we've been doing. Also see our Sunday show that's posted there, too.
Mm-hmm. And if folks would like to, they can leave comments there right on the page where our podcasts are located.
And you can call us. You can call us and leave us a voice message at 701-566-0917. You can tweet us at @media_PPP. Email Cindy at kppfm.com and Duke at kppfm.com.
Yes, thank you very much. That's correct. And we love to hear from people. We love to hear your comments, your show ideas. Send us articles, all of those things. We very much appreciate those and your opinions about what we say on the shows. And I thought it was really interesting how people responded to the Black Lives Matter protest in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
It wasn't just the reaction to the whole pigs in a blanket, fry them in the oil thing. I don't know. I'm probably misquoting it. I'm not saying that correct. But it was something that had something to do with pigs in a blanket and being cooked. Okay.
Yeah.
And the Minneapolis police union official was quoted as saying that this was inciting violence against the police.
Oh, boy.
So here locally, what was really interesting was watching how people reacted to that story. The kinds of hateful, racist things that they said showed this just below the surface tension. I describe it as looking for a reason, because it seems to me that the way in which people met the news of this protest taking place outside of the fair was already not being well received prior to people learning about this chant, which incidentally took place, according to witnesses there, for about 30 seconds at the very end of the protest march.
Wow.
And that there was even cops in the area laughing at the chant.
Well, you know, white people's support of any movement is very short-lived. We've seen that locally in our own community and across this whole nation, is that that sincere support has to stay. And the uncomfortability of going to the fair, I mean, that Ann Reed song, I picked that because it is saying Minnesotans think about the fair and the way she thinks about it. You don't want to think about Black Lives Matter when you're coming to get your Pronto dog or your corn dog and your cheese curds. You know, it's like it ruins it because it leaves a distaste in your mouth because the stuff is, it's distasteful that people, black people are getting killed, and we need to put our attention to it. So it's an interruption thing. So they're going to look for anything. You misspell a word, or you misspeak a word, or you mispronounce a word.
Mm-hmm.
You lose all credibility.
Because they're looking for a reason to discredit us.
Yes.
And folks, I got to tell you, this is learned behavior. This is learned behavior that we have been teaching in this country as a way of dealing with uncomfortable truths about the way that we treat people of color here in America, which we have been perpetrating in response, in opposition to people of color liberation movements since the beginning of this country's inception.
Yes.
Uprisings of free black slaves and indentured servants, or slaves and indentured servants in the very, very beginning of this country, caused a separation of people of color and white people by the elite to create a rift that would keep them under control. Mm-hmm. Because when they started to unite, the white people were uniting with the black slaves, it scared the people in power, the rich white people in power. The plantation owners are like, "Hey, we can't let these people like each other. So we got to break up their coalition building by pinning them against each other." So it's been, you know,
it's been being done that way since my whole lifetime, and well before my lifetime. All the leadership of any people of color movements are killed, basically put in jail, disband the groups, militarize around their communities, and it seems subdued for a while.
And they plant false information in the media. This has been done before.
Yeah.
It was done with the weapons of mass destruction.
Oh, yeah.
It has been done routinely throughout the history of this country to shut black and brown people liberation movements up.
Yeah.
And to stop them from reaching their freedom. Well, that's pure evil, folks.
It is.
It's something that we've done in the past. It's something that we're doing now. Don't pretend it can't happen. Don't pretend it isn't learned behavior. Don't pretend that nobody warned you that this is what was happening. Oh, if only I had known.
That's right. If I only understood that before.
You know, people that lived during the civil rights movement, you'll ask them, because I asked you, you know, where were you when Martin Luther King died? Because white folks all know where they were when JFK died.
That's right.
All white folks know that day. They know the date it happened, and they know where they were, what they were eating, what they were wearing that day. Just like all people know where they were on 9/11, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you ask them where they were when Martin Luther King was killed, was assassinated, or when Malcolm X was assassinated, or what did they know about Stokely Carmichael,
exactly,
or Assata Shakur, mm-hmm, or, you know, and they don't know if that, they don't have much to say about that kind of thing.
No, no.
What do they know about the A movement?
Mm-hmm.
What do they know about what happened at Pine Ridge?
That's right.
I mean, and they don't know. See,
no,
that's the thing. They don't know.
I didn't know who MLK was. A neighbor kid told me that MLK was killed. And I said, "Who's that?" He says, "It's Dr. King." And I said, "Is he good or bad?" And he said, "He was good." And I was a white kid.
Yeah. See, and here's the thing. White people have never really been taught about or been privy to our lives and our experiences and the ongoing movement to silence us and erase us until long after it's been done to us.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes until almost all of the people involved are dead. Now you're going to hear about all sorts of things that happened during the civil rights movement you never heard of before. You could even go to a movie theater and watch stories about it in movies.
Right.
Because some black folks have acquired the level of access in this society so that they can tell those stories.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been a tough struggle for black folks.
Yes.
And so this blame game, I feel, is a retaliation. And I'm here to speak the truth to white folks and say, don't think that you're going to be able to hide behind the, "I didn't know what was happening"
That's
back
right.
then when they were killing all those black folks in 2015. I didn't understand what was happening when Trump was calling for the deportation and the mistreatment of Mexican people. And he had people that were coming to his rallies calling for the drone strikes on the killings of Mexican people in this country, the murder of Mexican people in this country.
Yeah.
This is what is being done all across this country to Black folks. And we need to say something about it.
That's right.
In solidarity with those lives of our Black brothers and sisters that are being extinguished every single day at an alarming rate. And the more disenfranchised you are, the more likely you are to be killed. If you're Black and female, more likely.
Wow.
If you're Black and female and queer, even more likely. You add to that any disability, even more likely. And those are the voices that get least heard. And ours is a station that elevates the voices of those that are most disenfranchised. So you're going to hear a lot of stuff on KPPPLPFM that you're not going to hear about anywhere else.
That's right. You're going to hear from the people, directly from the people.
And what I'm saying to you is you have to have a little bit of a jaundiced eye with what you hear about Black people in the media, because we have criminalized and we have minimized and we have ignored what was happening at every step of the way to Black people.
Yes, that's
right. During the civil rights movement, wasn't like the people in the media were being very kind to Black folks then either.
No.
They weren't saying, oh, Martin Luther King is a swell guy. They were calling him a terrorist.
Yeah, they hated King.
Now people talk about Martin Luther King like he was a nice guy. And let's face it, most white folks don't celebrate Martin Luther King. They don't like having to celebrate Martin Luther King or think about Martin Luther King or Black folks. And they don't think of Martin Luther King or Black people that often anyway.
That's right.
They basically tolerate the fact that that there's an MLK Day.
Or it's really hard to get an MLK Avenue or a street. I mean, that's a struggle in every city that happens.
Or an award if you're a Black person.
That's right. Give the awards to white people.
I'm just saying, it's about white folks' comfortability, like we talked about in our last show on polite white supremacy.
Exactly.
And, you know, if you're just listening in, this is Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And this is Duke Gomez-Shemp.
And this is KPPPLPFM. We are broadcasting on 365 Live for now. We will be on the airwaves on 88.1 FM, adding local color to your airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to address this issue of the blame game.
Yes.
Because it is a tactic, and white folks, whether or not you know you're doing it or you're complicit with it, we do. We know what's going on. We've seen it before. It isn't even anything new. You haven't even got any new tricks up your sleeve. So you need to figure out, because there will be no excuse for your behavior in the future. You won't be able to say, well, we didn't know because the Fox News people were telling us that they were the thugs and the criminals, and that we needed to get those people rounded up and out of here because they were taking our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So I went along with it.
Yeah.
I thought it was the right thing to do. That won't be an excuse. You won't be able to point at Trump and say, oh, that was what was right. No.
No.
No, not in this Christian nation. No, you ain't going to get away with that.
Yeah.
So I'm here to tell you, you're being lied to, and it's pretty obvious. I think you have to be willfully ignorant to see any of this stuff as in any way legitimate.
That's right. I agree with you.
Calling Black Lives Matter movement protesters terrorists, and the Black Lives Matter movement a terrorist group, which people are doing now.
Wow.
As a result of not just this protest in Minneapolis, but also the killing of the officer, the sheriff in Houston.
Okay.
There is blaming the Black Lives Matter movement, though there is no correlation between these two events.
Mm-hmm.
Because a Black person killed a white officer. Okay. So somehow he leaped to the conclusion, just like people leap to the conclusion that that black man that killed those white reporters was a hate crime. This officer leaped, and he did it publicly. Wow. He slandered this group and said, these people are responsible. Black Lives Matter movement is responsible for inciting the death of this officer.
Wow.
And it's like, really? How did you get there?
That's a stretch.
How did you jump to that conclusion? It's not a stretch. That's purposeful.
Oh, yeah. You're true. That, yep. I totally agree. We talked about that yesterday, that idea that we're just understanding now it's being done on purpose.
Nah.
Purposeful.
Mm-mm-mm. No, it's purposeful. Mm-hmm. And you're pretending to be stupid because you benefit from the outcomes that stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry. I'm going to call it just like I see it. And if every time you get called on being an unjust nation full of unjust laws that unjustly enriches a certain section of the population, specifically white people, more so males than females, and that it disenfranchises a certain sector of the population that has always historically been enslaved and under the thumb or the foot or the heel
mm-hmm.
of the before-mentioned population.
Yes.
You can't play stupid when That's it's right. continuing to happen right in front of your noses at an incredible rate. You can try, as I said yesterday in our show, you can try to pretend that the real reason that Eric Garner died was because he was fat, even though you watched him be choked out by a cop
exactly.
on film.
Yeah. And then
you can pretend that Tamir Rice and his family are really at fault for that little boy getting shot 2 seconds after the cops jumped out of that car. You can pretend a lot of stuff. You can pretend climate change isn't real. You can pretend that Mexicans are all rapists instead of the people that literally build and maintain this country and grow your vegetables and care for your children and do all the work that many people in this country refuse to do
yes.
because it is so dangerous
mm-hmm.
and so difficult. You can continue to pretend so that you can kick the weakest person in the room, the person that is most maligned, and you can come closer and closer to enacting fascism in this country and replaying genocide, ongoing genocide for, in our case, in the case of people of color, in the case of black people. But that doesn't make it any less true. It doesn't make it any less
That's
something
right.
you are a participant, an active mm-hmm. participant of.
Definitely.
So.
Gotta wake up.
Take heed because it is going to be something that we have to answer for as individuals. And being that this is a Christian nation based on, you know, Christian principles, we keep hearing this all
That's
over
right.
the place, mm-hmm. especially in the Republican and conservative groups, the same group of people that seem to be the nastiest toward people of color in this
yes.
country and the most spiteful.
Exactly.
And the greediest. These are the people that claim to be the most Christian. These people should have no problem honoring the love thy neighbor.
Yes.
And the do not kill.
Mm-hmm.
And that do not have false weights and measures.
Yes.
And if you look at the justice system of this country, you can't help but see it's all over the place. Now about this nonsense that Bryce Williams or Vester Lee Flanagan II, as he was actually called.
Hmm.
Killed in the name of hatred. I will agree with folks that heard about this, that this was a guy who obviously he grew up in some form of privilege. He was a child model. He was the homecoming king in his school. He was able to go to college, which a lot of black folks can't do. In fact, 40% of black kids don't even graduate from high school. Or 60%, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And so obviously this guy had access to a lot of things most people of color don't have. And I'm a firm believer that the more steeped in privilege or denial that black and brown folks are, thinking that they're white folks or that they, they buy into that assimilated, sold out mentality that they're just like white folks and they got everything white folks have and they get treated just like white folks do because there isn't any more racism. And if you believe that there is, that you've ever been discriminated against, then you're just a victim.
Yeah.
Those type of folks.
Yes, yes. I see them all the time.
Yeah, I know. I see them too. Ben Carson, you know, yes, those, you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
These types of folks, you know, Ted Cruz, you know, things, guys like, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly.
Those folks that they apologize for the white power structure, they are almost as entitled and as shocked when they get thrown under the bus.
Oh, yeah.
When they don't get treated like a white person should.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, just like the George Zimmermans of the world, these people think they really are white.
Yeah.
And that their service to the master of the plantation means that they get to be the cracker, right?
Yep, exactly.
And they get to crack the whip.
Yeah.
That's their privilege too. This isn't anything new either.
No.
The people that were enforcing the racist policies of the masters, the plantation owners, the Jim Crow era segregationists and politicians, or those of the new Jim Crow, are frequently black and brown folks, sellouts to the system that step on the backs and the cracks of their black and brown brothers and sisters to get where they are.
And to get spit out right out by it, you know?
And they're also the ones that freak out the most and pick up a gun and lose their mind and act like white crazy folks that go out and shoot out, you know, movie theaters.
Yeah. Or schools.
Right.
Wow.
On a regular basis. So, but that's my theory. That's a theory I have. I see it played out all over America. Mm-hmm. And when I see crazy folks like these who think that they are on par with the white folks and they don't get their way one day, they're the ones that go all ballistic and cray cray.
Yeah.
Because they didn't get respected like they thought they was going to get the respect, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what I say? I say, if you lay down with dogs, you might wake up with fleas. And I ain't going to feel too sorry for you. But what Bryce did, the heinous crime he committed against two innocent people, because whatever Bryce Williams' beef with these people at the television stations, and here's where I'm talking about the privilege again.
Okay.
He felt discriminated. He said that. Not just as a black man, because he felt that the people had discriminated against him before at TV stations that he worked at before where he had actually won settlements.
Okay.
But again, at this TV station. And he felt discriminated against by black men for being gay.
Yeah.
He also felt discriminated by white people for being gay. He also felt discriminated by white women for being black. And, you know, so there was intersectional discrimination he was feeling from different people.
Yeah.
And he said when he snapped because of the Charleston shoot. That was the thing that threw him over the edge, he said, okay? So he went over the edge when the Charleston shooting happened. Why? Because he had experienced discrimination like that?
Hmm.
Nah. Nah, this was a privileged black guy who, whenever he did experience discrimination, he brought the hammer of Thor down sued, and he had avenues and access to do something about the discrimination against him.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he didn't get the kind of satisfaction and justice he still thought he was owed.
Wow.
And yet, here were these black people over there, and he decided to borrow the angst and anger of their murders by a white supremacist. Now, I am not arguing that there may not be some racism in the newsrooms of America. Fox News.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But you you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that you can say that Bill O'Reilly is Dylann Roof.
No.
And I do not like Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
You cannot say that a Sean Hannity is like a Dylann Roof. I mean, even a Rush Limbaugh is not like a Dylann Roof.
Yeah.
These people may be racist. They may be troglodytes in the eyes of some people, but they are not the same as a Confederate flag waving, N-word using. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yes, I do.
Go kill the Jews and the N-words and the S-words and the, you know, you can't. There, this is a different level of demoned, of all out there. You know, let your freak flag fly.
Mm-hmm.
Run of the mill racist.
Yeah, wow.
They are two animals, and you cannot compare Bryce Williams' psycho mm-hmm. behavior and entitlement to Dylann Roof,
yeah,
who was somebody that obviously was a racist and killed for racism,
exactly,
for the purpose of racism. Mm-hmm. Bryce Williams may have felt discriminated against and may have invoked the word racism in his crazy rant that he wrote out that came out following the murders of these two reporters.
Mm-hmm.
But he was not a member of some hate group. He did not seek the to further the mission of a specific hate group. And he was not involved in the teachings or communications with any kind of hate group.
That's true.
He did not devote his belief system to the furtherance of the mantra of hating all white people or hating all straight white people.
Mm-hmm.
In this case. So white yeah. people are so convoluted about what race and racism even is.
That's right.
That it makes it difficult for them in their complete darkness on this topic to understand why. No, don't say stupid things like that.
That's right.
That's not the same thing.
That's when you're supposed to keep your mouth shut and listen.
Well, I mean, I don't think that people want to educate themselves about this stuff because it makes them feel dumb. And yeah. and you know what? So what?
Exactly.
Would you rather stay dumb than no. feel dumb for a little bit and then, oh, wow, I learned something new today. And then, gosh, move on.
That's right.
Let's move on. Mm-hmm. We need to stop talking about liberation movements as if they were criminals in this country.
That's right.
Let's go for a musical break.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got for me?
We got James Brown.
Woo!
From 1968.
Get on up.
Oh, say it loud.
Give me some.
Bad self. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud. Say it loud. Say it loud. Say it loud. Some say it's malice. Some say it's a lot of nerve. Some say we can't quit moving. What we deserve. I've been mute, nah, scorned. Talk about baby, sure you're born. Just as sure to take you out to make a pair. We can't give up the ship till we get our share. Say it loud, let me hear you. Say it loud.
Say It Loud.
Oh, yeah.
James Brown. And this is Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And this is Duke Gomez-Shemp.
And you're listening to KPPP LP FM. We are now broadcasting through 365 Live. Or is it Live 365?
It's Live365.com.
Oh, that's right. And soon you'll be able to find us on your airwaves at 88.1 FM, adding local color to your airwaves.
Exactly. And if we want to hear from you, we really want to hear what you have to say about what we're talking about or anything you would like us to talk about or you would like to talk about, you can give us a call at 701-566-0917. Leave us a message. Tell us who you are, where you live, and say something, and we might play it on the air. You can also tweet us at @media_PPP and get a hold of us by email, cindy@kpppfm.com or duke@kpppfm.com.
And today's topic is the blame game. And there's been a lot of blame going around, especially directed at the Black Lives Matter protesters.
That's right.
And the Black Lives Matter movement. I mean, people are now calling for the Black Lives Matter movement to be labeled as a hate group, a terrorist group.
Wow.
Very much the same way as we were speaking before the break about the Black Panther movement,
exactly.
The AIM movement, the mm-hmm. Brown Bray movement, and how they were targeted by police, beaten. In fact, recently there was a march, the anniversary of a march by the Brown Berets and the Chicano movement, where the LAPD beat the protesters who were protesting peacefully and killed four people, including a Mexican reporter.
Oh.
So, I mean, this is nothing new.
No.
For people of color, this is a history we know very well. We see the rise of this violence happening against people of color. And we know that there is also a silence from white people that contributes to that violence.
Oh, most definitely. You know, they've called it the silent majority, but it's silent white people have maintained deaths of people of color in this country since day one.
And one of the ways in which that is maintained is by polite white supremacy.
Yes.
And this control, this the need for comfortability, control, and confidentiality.
Yes.
And silencing the voices of these movements. But there's this other insidious blame game going on, which is trying to demonize the Black Lives Matter protesters, like was done at the fair in the Twin Cities, where the police union is now saying that the Black Lives Matter movement protesters are inciting violence against police because they chanted, "Pigs in a blanket, fry 'em like bacon." This was a chant that was taken on by a small group within the protesters. And according to the article, we'll have links for these.
Oh, yes.
On kpppfm.com if you want to check them out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The man who shot the video, who wanted to be identified only as Nico, said the chant occurred near the end of the demonstration as protesters walked away from the fairgrounds. He said it lasted about 30 seconds, and he added that when the chanting ended, a police officer laughed and made a joke about bacon. So it sounds like it wasn't part of their official protest. It yeah. sounds as if, according to the man who shot the actual video that people are so upset about, that it occurred as people were walking away from the fairgrounds and that it only lasted for about 30 seconds and that there was an officer there who was actually joking about it.
Hmm.
So for the reaction that people are having about this, mm-hmm. the very acting as if their lives are being threatened reaction,
yeah,
it isn't that dissimilar to the way that white police officers react to unarmed black people many times with their hands up when they say that they felt threatened by them and had to kill them
exactly.
or shoot them in the face.
Yeah. And this is so insignificant in the context of what this is really about, and that Black Lives Matter protests at the Minnesota State Fair. I thought that was ingenious because they really have good strategies and they are getting the message out, and they're basically in public in white people's faces, well, and white people need to care. And that's a perfect place to do it.
It is. And it's disrupting the comfortability
exactly.
of the comfortable.
That's right.
We actually have a little clip from what the Black Lives Matter movement protesters there were saying their mission really was at the fair and what they were there to do. Do you have that?
I sure do. Here it is.
Let it roll.
You know, the main purpose of this event is to raise the level of awareness of people. There's a lot of people who kind of get to sit back in their rural communities in outstate Minnesota who don't necessarily have to pay attention to these sort of things. And the state fair is a perfect place. The St. Paul police have a strong presence at our state fair, and they're the most deadly police department in Minnesota. So the combination of those two things just kind of made that place the perfect spot.
If the people who are in positions to make these changes care, they could do it. So that's why we're out here, because they're not going to care unless we get outside in the streets and disrupt some things. Otherwise, there's no attention to it, and it'll continue with the status quo.
This ain't just about the state fair. It's about the bigger picture. But they do represent some of the same disparities that we see in our city of St. Paul, some of the same disparities we see across the state, and definitely across this nation. So we want real representation of African Americans and other people of color at the fair.
We shouldn't have to be standing out here asking for our human rights and for equal That's protection right. under the law. We That's shouldn't right. have to be here.
And black lives do matter.
Definitely.
And the people that are saying all lives matter, that are getting so upset, they're like, why don't all lives matter? Huh. All lives do matter. Durr.
Yeah.
That's not what people are saying in the Black Lives Matter movement. Please, that is willful ignorance. Stop it.
It is. Very much.
Black lives haven't mattered, as is obvious by the way in which black lives are treated. So we have to care about black lives. Saying all lives matter is saying somehow black people are saying that only their lives matter. No, that is evil. It's an evil statement to say that black people don't care about their own lives.
Yeah.
That this is another response. Oh, black on black crime. See, if they don't care about their own lives, why should anyone care about why they're being killed? It's an evil, mean response.
It is very cold, very cold.
The All Lives Matter is a silencing of the Black Lives Matter movement. That's all it is.
It is.
It isn't a call for the humanity to be recognized of everyone, or that cops' lives matter too. Of course, the lives of cops are always protected. Look how none of them get prosecuted for committing heinous crimes against humanity, for violating civil rights. But neither does our government. So we don't really have the moral authority in this country. But black people need to fight for their survival. And brown people need to stand in solidarity with them. I see way too much of people in indigenous populations and native populations and in Mexican and Latino populations in Hispanic circles talking all sorts of smack against our black brothers and sisters and saying they got to be more polite. They got to do this. They got to do that. And immediately, just like some of our lukewarm, moderate, polite, white, supremacist, liberal friends, Democratic friends, run away from the Black Lives Matter movement the minute that they don't like the way that the protesters disrupted Bernie Sanders.
That's right.
Or that they don't like the tone of the conversation here or there or anywhere. If you're looking for a reason to cut and run, just say so.
Exactly. Stand where you stand.
Just say so. Don't try to pretend you're one of the good white people or you're one of the good people of color that stood with your people when they needed you most.
Yeah.
No, don't pretend. And you know what? Also, don't pretend that you're going to come to the Creator and ask for the Creator to give you justice when you're not asking for justice for your black brothers and sisters.
Right on.
At the same level.
Exactly.
Because we can't ask for that to happen for our people when we're not asking the same thing for our black brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you don't react like Hillary and saying, oh, I'm just going to talk to white people for now on then. Huh?
No.
Don't react that way.
People ask me that. Why are you talking about the black people? Because black people are dying. Do you not care?
Yeah.
If I want black people to care about us dying, we got to care about them dying. Mm-hmm. We got to care about queer and transgender folk if we want them to care about us too.
Exactly.
We need to care about the weakest. That is our due in life, is to care for each other, to lift each other up. That's what we're going to do here. That's what we do at this station.
That's right.
So if you just tuned in, if you didn't know, now you know. You're listening to KPPP LP FM. And we are now broadcasting on Live 365 online. You can find all of our podcasts at KPPP LP FM. And of course, we always want to hear what you have to say. So you can find a way to tweet us at media_PPP, or you can email us at Cindy@KPPPFM.com. or Duke@kpppfm.com as well. And also people can leave us messages, right, Duke?
That's right. You can leave messages right on the podcast, right underneath the podcast at kpppfm.com. You can leave some, you know, what do you think? What do you think about that podcast? And also we're going to be on the air, you know, 88.1 FM in Fargo-Moorhead. We'll reach pretty much from Dilworth to West Fargo, and that'll be happening in the next couple months.
Cool. So don't miss out on that. And check out our Sunday show for the Spanish speakers, Sabor Latino. So if you know anybody that likes Spanish or Spanish music and culture, that's a show to check out every Sunday at 6 o'clock right here on KPPP LPFM. And today we're talking about the blame game that is going on. Let me break down some of the stuff that happened during this protest, okay?
All right.
We just heard the audio. We heard what was really going on. Some people have been freaking out about the fact that there was this chant that occurred during the protest, right?
Yeah.
And they want to say, you know, all of the protesters were involved. All of the leadership must have been involved and condoned that speech or that chant. And all Black Lives Matter is condoning hatred, and therefore all the movement should become a terrorist. This is the logic
yeah.
that I've seen employed with people. But here's the thing. Black and Latino and white, black, Latino, and white Jewish cops have protected KKK rallies and neo-Nazi groups when they're out there in their promotion of the deaths of black and Latinos and Jews. That's not a very peaceful thing for them to do. But that's still the job of the cops, to do their job and protect those protests. It is not, however, the opposite, the protesters' jobs, for them all to be there to protect the lives of police and promote their welfare. That isn't what protesters do. In fact, many protests with these neo-Nazi skinheads and other such hate groups in America do say things, and not just against people of color and other religious groups, against cops.
Yes.
They talk about stuff like that. And cops are trained to hear people say, kill the pigs and things like that, and not react by shooting them and doing that. They're professionals, and they're trained professionally to not react when people do that stuff to them. So, you know, this is what Titus, one of the people there, was that was quoted from the police, said, here we've got these cops protecting this march, and then all of a sudden they make the message about violence against police officers. It wasn't all of a sudden, it was at the end. And he said, I didn't find it peaceful talking about offing cops. It wasn't exactly like that. But again, the way that it that they put it, it's very much like overblown reaction to something that was done by not all, but a few. And finally, he said that Turner said it was a chant. I think that the crazy thing is that there's all of this uproar about rhetoric, but where's the uproar about the facts?
That's
just
right.
Because they provide us with their self-appointed escort doesn't mean it erases the fact that they are the deadliest police department in the state.
Yes, exactly.
That's what they're there to protest. They're there talking about
what's happening in their community and the deaths of black people and brown people in their community. It's terrible in Minneapolis-St. Paul. The police departments are horrible to black communities, and black communities there have been squeezed and pushed and shoved and killed.
Do you know that since 2009, St. Paul police have shot and killed 11 men, nine of whom were people of color?
Wow, I didn't know that.
No other law enforcement agency in Minnesota has used deadly force more often in the past 6 years.
And the St. Paul Police Department, they should be out there protesting at the state fair.
Well, I mean, if there was that many dead people at the hands of police in your community, and most of them were people of color, what would you do? What does one do? So we know that, you know, this is a distraction from police killing black people disproportionately in this country, and that's no different for Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Exactly.
And I think that this is just a way for white people to look for a reason to hate the Black Lives Matter movement and to relegate that movement to the bad guys group, to label them as terrorists, to repress them violently, and to get rid of them, just like what was done to Martin Luther King, who sued the federal government, and the King family won a wrongful death suit against them. Malcolm X, also, the government was implicated in his killing. Che Guevara. I mean, there's been a lot of people in the Black Panther movement and the AIM movement that... Leonard Peltier is still a political prisoner in this country because of false accusations.
False evidence, all sorts of things.
For civil rights violations against a movement of people trying to liberate themselves from continued genocide and death in this country at the hands of authorities and white supremacist law enforcement. And you know what? This is not something that people of color are going to accept. You can point the fingers this way as much as you want, but we are still woke, and we're not buying the blame game.
That's right.
For those of you who are just tuning in, we're talking about the blame game that is going on with this Houston sheriff. He incorrectly blames the Black Lives Matter movement for the death of an officer in Texas. We'll have the link for you at kpppfm.com along with this podcast. But basically, this guy said that this officer Goforth, who was killed because somehow Black Lives Matter.
that
there's no connection. There's no motive identified. There's nothing to suggest that that Shannon Miles, the killer for Goforth, acted in any connection or any relation to Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. He's just a black man.
Yeah.
And somehow that's connected, because when black people or when brown people commit a crime, our whole country, our whole nation of people mm-hmm. is at fault.
Yeah.
But when white people do it, oh, it's just a mental illness.
It's one incident. It's just one person.
He's a lone wolf.
That's right.
He had nothing to do with white people in general. Mm-hmm. And so these generalizations only seem to work in one direction. And this is nothing different from the way that after those two police officers in New York were killed, Pat Lynch from the police union there accused Mayor Bill de Blasio of having blood on his hands simply for sympathizing with New Yorkers because they were outraged at the fact that they watched Eric Garner choke to death.
Die in the street.
In front of the video. That was enough for him. In retaliation, the police union says, you are responsible for inciting violence against police.
Wow.
Well, you know what it comes down to? I think that police in this country and those in authority are afraid that when people wake up in the liberation movements across this country, and white people too, that police and authorities and government do not have the right to execute them without due process of the law, without blaming them for a crime, without allowing them to have an equal access to resources and to access to life in this country,
mm-hmm.
to the same rights that are guaranteed in the Constitution to everyone, then people will start to fight for their lives.
Yeah.
They will start to fight for their liberation and for their lives. And if that is terrifying to authorities in this country, and they have to use COINTELPRO type tactics like Hoover did during four different administrations, including that of Nixon, where they were targeting Martin Luther King and the Southern Christian Leadership Conference and the National Lawyers Guild, mm-hmm. and calling people communists,
dropping leaflets from an airplane,
dropping leaflets and doing all of this illegal stuff that was found to be later illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to find the same things happening today. And all you progressive, white, liberal, lukewarm Americans mm-hmm. who either have, for politeness sake, decided to blame the Black Lives Matter movement,
yeah.
or those overtly racists, I'm unapologetically Trump.
Mm-hmm.
haters of people of color and the Black Lives Matter movement in particular, then do not be surprised when either God or the future of this country regards you as the racist that you are, because yeah. that is squarely where you lie in exactly. the annals of history.
That's for sure.
And you have to remember, you were warned. You can't pretend, oh, I didn't know what was happening at the time. That's why I let all of this killing happen right in front of my face. And I never raised a finger or lifted my voice to say that Black Lives Matter. You know what? You got to say it.
That's
Black
right.
Lives
Black
Matter.
Lives Matter.
Because they do. It's time for all of us to say that
mm-hmm.
and stop the blame game.
That's right.
You've been listening to KPPP. LPFM. This is Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And this is Duke Gomez-Shemp.
Thank you for listening to tonight's show about mm-hmm. the blame game. Join us next time on KPPP LPFM, where we are bringing local color to your airwaves. We're going to take you out with Janelle Monáe and Hell You Talkin' 'Bout.
Freddie Gray, say his name. Freddie Gray, say his name. Freddie Gray, say his name. Freddie Gray, won't you say his name? Ayanna Jones, say her name. Ayanna Jones, say her name. Ayanna Jones, say her name. Ayanna Jones, won't you say her name? Sandra Bland, say her name. Sandra Bland, say her name. Sandra Bland, say her name. Sandra Bland, won't you say her name?
Hey!